Halton's politicians, charity workers, volunteers, food organizers, and community members filled the aisles of Fidalton's headquarters on Mainway on Friday, February 21, as the organization officially held its grand opening event. Representatives from all levels of government, from Burlington and Oakville City Council to Milton MP Adam Vancouverden, attended, praising the work Fidalton has done, and will continue to do now that it has achieved charitable status. Organizations like Fidalton play an essential role in strengthening our communities by increasing access to food and supporting local agencies and food banks, Vancouverden said. You are not only addressing an urgent need, but building a future where no one in our region goes hungry. Hundreds gathered in the warehouse to celebrate. Chris Arnold, Burlington Today. Fidalton is less of a food bank in itself, and has previously been described by volunteers and employees as more of an Amazon distribution center. Donated food is not handed out by Fidalton, but sent around Halton region to partnering food banks that need it, who then distribute it among their communities. Through some tears, Burlington Food Bank and Fidalton Executive Director Robin Bailey thanked the volunteers and workers, saying having local connections is what makes the difference for Fidalton. We're not here to replace any food banks, or to make them do what we think they should do, we're here to assist them, Bailey said. We're here to assist them in helping their community. I love Georgetown, but I don't understand Georgetown. The Georgetown Bread Basket does, and so for us to equip them, to help them do their work, that's what this place is about. Burlington Mayor Marianne Mead Ward spoke about the first time she saw the warehouse, free of shelving and especially free of food. The first time I was here, we were in hard hats and work boots walking on a dirt floor, she said. To see this vision unfold, it has not been easy. There have been obstacles along the way, people who needed to be persuaded and brought along. We have had to work together with each other. And we've done it. The mayor continued that members of Halton Regional Council received two reports earlier this week on healthy eating, suggesting that if one is to follow Canadian guidelines for healthy food, it can cost as much as $300 per week. The other report read that residents on ODSP spend anywhere between 41 and 141% of their income on food, a metric that is technically possible because of food bank assistance. People on ODSP, once they pay rent, have nothing left for food, she said. ODSP has not gone up in a very long time, and you hear some parties and candidates running in the provincial election talk about it. Ask them what they're going to do about this. Ask them what they're going to do about food insecurity, about basic income. The opening ceremony was capped off with dozens of regional representatives joining in for the ceremonial ribbon cutting. Related story. Volunteers and politicians sort food at Fidalton before distribution across region.